You just introduced.
Is that all right, James?
Yeah. Welcome back to the Patreon only.
Oh, just calm down.
For the Auntie Donna Patreons, I'm joined with Tom, Mark,
yo,
Zach. It's me, little Russ, and I'm joined with a big Mr. Russ here, my father. This is your first ever podcast experience?
It is, Ben.
How are you finding it?
Great fun. I'm having a blast.
Yeah. Mr. Russell before was saying to me is having a lot of fun. I said, we're very lucky that we get to do this for our job.
Absolutely.
As much as it affects your daily mental health. Now, let's go
now
on
you
to...
you can invoice them after this.
you can.
they won't pay it, but...
Mr. Russell, of course, was born in the Midlands of Texas and much like Midnight Cowboy, moved to another place. Unlike Midnight Cowboy, who moved to New York to be a hustler, Mr. Russell moved to Perth to be an IT man.
Yeah, I can still say, I'm working here. I'm working.
You can still say that.
Yeah. I mean, we can all say that.
Did Faith No More ever do a cover of You?
Not that I know.
No, you know, so that's another difference between him and Midnight Cowboy.
Who's, do you have a Rizzo?
No, not really.
No, you don't have a Rizzo.
No. Rizzo being.
From Greece?
Ratso.
Rizzo.
What?
Ratso Rizzo being Dustin Hoffman. I haven't seen that film in a very long time.
It's a masterpiece. It's a strange, fucked up film, though.
Mm. It's crazy how fucked up Hollywood movies were at that time.
Yeah, it's crazy. There was a period in like the
first R-rated film to win an Academy Award.
Really?
In the 60s and 70s, they would just have periods where it would just be like long fades and like psychedelic overlays and wow.
It's not weird. Yeah. It's not weird that the American directors were watching French cinema and wanting to do it. It's weird that the American studios were giving them money to do it.
Like, they're so real hit and miss for me. Like sometimes just the pacing of films from that era just like bore me and I can't do it. But then I watched like Paris, Texas, and I was like, this is a fucking masterpiece.
Yeah, I got
it was
into
a good film.
Yeah,
in lockdown, I went in through a huge like 70s cinema, American cinemas type thing, and
so you must have loved Joker then.
The Conversation, one of my favorites. Sorcerer, William Friedkin. But yeah, just I went through sort of the French Connection, did a bunch of Gene Hackman stuff because he is.
Yeah.
He was one of the greatest of all time.
Do you know what I find?
Still is. He's doing well, 94 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what I find? I find watching movies like that. Watching.
Well, Enemy of the State, that said. Right.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it's a flawed film, but it's kind of a spiritual successor to The Conversation.
Really?
Yeah.
I like. You say it's a flawed film, but I fucking love Enemy of the State. That's one that I put on quite often.
According to the director of that, the character that Gene Hackman plays in that film is the same character in The Conversation.
Oh, well, I have to watch The Conversation. I didn't know this. That's
Conversation
fantastic.
Is one of my favorite films. It's a wonderful sort of a riff on loneliness and isolation of the main character, Gene Hackman.
And talking, I imagine, as well.
It's sort of about these freelance spies.
Well, that's exactly Enemy in the State. I highly recommend
that. What I was going to say about 70s movies is I find whenever I watch them at like a repertory cinema, like at a Astor or something like that, I enjoy them a lot more because I think they were edited for cinema and they were edited for big screens. And I sometimes think that they had these shots, but there's a lot going on in a big shot that when you watch it on TV, you're like, give me a close-up, give me a mid-shot. Whereas they don't give you that as much in those older movies, and I think they're a lot better in a cinema.
I think the thing that those films have that we've very much lost is that they will just have moments where you will see the character and how they interact.